We have no idea when the NHL draft is going to happen. It will happen between the beginning or now and the beginning of next season. But what we do know is Craig Button is still putting in work, and Craig has his top 100 prospect list up on TSN.ca. To no one's surprise, Alex Lafreniere is still in the number one spot, and here's our buddy Craig Button joining us to break this down. How you doing, Craig?
I'm good. How are you all guys doing?
We're keeping it together. Yeah, it's not going too poorly here. I mean, we're all safe and healthy, and at this point, that's all you can really ask for.
You're right, and that's the most important thing right now.
That's
right. We all got to do our own individual part so that the collective part can cannot be affected to any extent that's unnecessary.
That's right. So let's get into the real stuff here, though. With your list out, Craigslist is out up on TSN.ca. Lafreniere is still in the number one spot. He's been there for the previous installments. Is he a lock number one for you, or could we see a situation where someone leapfrogs him between now and draft night?
He's a lock. I don't see a better player than him for the NHL draft. I mean, if I just rewind a little bit here and try to give you a sense of how dominant this player has been. As a 16-year-old, he was the first 16-year-old in the Quebec League to score 40 or more goals since Crosby did it in 03-04. He goes to the U18 that year as a 16-year-old. He leads Canada in scoring, shows everything that he's got as a top player. Comes back to the Hlinka Gretzky, MVP of the tournament, captain, they win gold, and he's brilliant. Then he comes out of that. You know, he wins the CHL Player of the Year. I mean, I think he's a favorite to win CHL Player of the Year again this year. And the only other player to win CHL Player of the Year in back-to-back years, or twice for that fact, was Sidney Crosby. He goes to the World Junior Tournament. He's the MVP there. He's the leading scorer in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. And you know, 3 years in junior, he's mature in every regard. And I think he's going to step right into the NHL and have a real significant impact. Now, is it going to be 100 points like Crosby and Ovechkin? No. But I think that he can step right in and get 60-plus points for sure. And I don't see anybody that's been able to be dominant like him all the way through. And he was the first overall pick in the Quebec League draft, and he has done nothing to disappoint.
Craig, a couple other guys in your list who I didn't think had, well, it's just obvious they didn't have great World Juniors. Byfield you have at three, and Askarov, the goaltender, who I didn't think impressed at the World Juniors. When they went back to their club teams, how did they perform after that World Juniors?
Well, Quinton was really, really good. And, you know, Jeff, you know, the World Junior Tournament, I mean, Quinton is 17, Askarov is 17, and we all know what happened there. I mean, Quinton wasn't able to get his footing in there to show, you know, how good his potential is, and same with Askarov. But, you know, when you look at it over a longer period of time and you look about what they did after, Quinton came back to Sudbury. He missed some games because of injury and a little bit of sickness, but, you know, I'd seen him a couple of times right before the shutdown, and, I mean, he's a big, strong player that has skill and the physical size to be a real imposing centerman in National Hockey League. And Askarov goes back. He plays at the Five Nations in February. He goes back to the, I mean, he's a 17-year-old playing in the minor pro league in Russia. And his numbers were excellent. He continued to progress. And, you know, the World Junior Tournament can be a real eye-opener for players. And, oh boy, it's quicker, it's better, it's faster. The quality of player, a little bit older, you know, they beat you in different ways. So you got to adjust to that. But, you know, for me, the two of them, their potential, you know, it's still high, high, high. And I will tell you one thing about Askarov, and I've compared him. I think he's the best goaltender to enter the draft since Carey Price. And in April of 2005, Carey Price was at the U18 tournament. He had a save percentage under 900, and there's a lot of questions. Carey Price got blown out in the gold medal game by the USA. But you don't base it on one tournament. You base it on a long series of evaluations and what you think that potential is. And, you know, Carey Price showed what he is. I think Askarov is going to be a star in the NHL.
Craig, do you think because of the, you know, this COVID and this pandemic that some of these players, I'll give you an example, whether it was Byfield or Perfetti or somebody like that, if they would have had the opportunity at the junior level to have a full playoffs, maybe go deep into the playoffs and gain that experience, potentially be able to step right into the National Hockey League now that they've missed that valuable experience and maybe a stretch. Would it put a little bit of their progression, I guess, behind a little bit in the eyes of not only the scouts but maybe an NHL team thinking, well, we might have to season this kid and send him back instead of having him step right into the National Hockey League?
Yeah, you know what? I think that's a really fair, point about where these players find themselves. You know, you mean not only going without that, you know, those critical times of the year where you test yourself in the playoffs and the international tournaments, and you know, but like, you know, they're going to miss out on training, on the things that help them get ready for the next level. And, you know, we don't know when the draft is going to be, so they miss out on a combine, they miss out on development camps potentially. So it sets them all back, Jamie. And I think the only thing that I can say is that all the players find themselves in the exact same situation. But I think that is real. And I don't think there's very many players that have the potential to step right into the NHL. But we always see a surprise here or there, and then some other guys that we thought could and do. But I think that will be impacted, with this layoff that looks like it's going to be longer rather than shorter.
With Craig Button, our TSN hockey analyst, Craig has his Craigslist up on TSN.ca for the upcoming NHL draft. And last year it was all about the American contingent. I think upwards, like double-digit Americans in the first round. Record amount, especially in the top 15. And what I'm seeing is, at least in the top 10, a lot of Canadian content. Like, are the Canadian hockey players, is this a Canadian, like a deep Canadian draft this year, Craig?
Yeah, we're not going to need a navel-gazing summit to try to figure out what's wrong with development in Canadian hockey, Brian.
Good.
You know, it's cyclical, right? I mean, a couple years ago, the Western Hockey League didn't have a forward drafted until the third round. You know, and then last year, you know, they got a number of four. I mean, Doc goes 3 and Cousins goes 7, right? I mean, it becomes cyclical. I think it becomes a problem if you start to see this over, you know, a series of years. And that's not going to be the case. I mean, when you start to watch the players, you get a sense that, okay, this is going to be a stronger year for this region of Canada or for this country in the draft. And certainly, you know, you watch Lafreniere, everybody knew about Byfield and Perfetti and Drysdale. I mean, these are high-end players. And so I think that there was every confidence that coming into the 2020 NHL draft that it was going to swing towards a Canadian flavor, so to speak. And that's exactly what's happened because these players are really good.
Quickly, Craig, on the depth of this draft and next year's draft, at this point, with so many uncertainties out there, we don't know if the Maple Leafs are going to have their pick this year. It might be Carolina's. They might hold on to their pick this year, and it will go to Carolina next year. If, hypothetically speaking, the NHL called up Kyle Dubas and said, you can pick. You can keep your pick this year or keep it next year. Which one should they keep?
Keep it this year.
Yeah.
Keep it this year. First of all, you know, I don't know how they'll finish the standings, but you always think you're going to finish higher in the standings, next year.
Right.
So that would be a lower pick that would go to Carolina. You kind of have a sense of where you're at now in that, you know, whether that be 16 to 20, wherever that range may fall, depending on how they finalize it. So, and you know the pool of players in this year's draft a lot better. So I would say keep it this year if you can.
Great stuff, buddy. As always, again, get to TSN.ca to see Craig's latest list of the top 100 prospects for the upcoming NHL draft. Stay safe. Always great chatting with you. We'll do it again soon.
Yeah, for sure. You guys be well and keep well.
There he is, our buddy Craig Button. Again, Craig's list up on TSN.ca.